Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Naman In-Store India Limited conference call. We have with us today Mr. Raju Palesha, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Jay Shah, Whole Time Director, Ms. Forum Desai, Whole Time Director, Mr. Mehul Naik, Whole Time Director, Mr. Shahid Sheikh, Whole Time Director. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Palesha from Naman In-Store India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Palesha.
Yeah, hi, thank you very much. Good morning. Good morning, shareholders, friends, investors. Thank you for joining us as we discuss our company's performance for the first half of financial year 25, ending September. This period represents a landmark chapter in our growth journey as we successfully ventured into international market, marketing our debut in exports, and building upon a strong domestic foundation. Today, Naman In-Store is not just an engineering or a furniture company. I want to tell you a little in depth here that we are creators of immersive brand experience. We convert stores, outlet, a space to a shopping experience. We specialize in designing and executing store interiors that reflect and align with the brand's essence, values, and identity. At Naman, our approach is more than just about aesthetics. We dive deeply into understanding the brand's identity, brand's purpose, requirements, and product stories. This allows us at Naman to create interior solutions that deliver a consistent and resonant experience across all stores. Friends, just to explain it a little better, for example, when we are working in any kind of a sportswear store, immediately evokes a dynamic, high-energy sports vibe with vibrant colors. While you walk in a store like a Raymond, which offers a sophisticated, minimalistic atmosphere with limited, refined color palettes. These subtle yet impactful elements are meticulously planned and executed to enhance the customer's experience, which remains our ultimate goal. Our business model at Naman is designed to meet specific client requirements across various dimensions and specifications, adding a high degree of customization that keeps our business working capital intensive. Each project is a multi-stage effort involving meticulous design, finalization, prototyping, quality approval, and large-scale production before dispatch. Given these complexities, evaluating our performance on an annual basis provides a more accurate picture of our success and growth. Moving forward, we would like to highlight new progress in our company. What more I would like to say here is certain things about the new markets. Adding to Naman's core offering, we have taken the initial step towards developing new business verticals in this 6 months, leveraging our current infrastructure and expertise. This initiative aims to expand our product range and explore entry to B2C market with offerings specifically designed to several, many corporate entities. In addition to this, we have started prototyping for certain jewelry shops for one of the renowned corporate in India. This project can also mark Naman's entry into jewelry retail space with potential to further diversify our client base and revenue streams. We are expanding our presence in airports through smoking lounges. We have executed about 18 plus projects. We are exploring to do beauty shops at the airports. Forum, I request you to share some of the financial highlights here.
Thank you, Rajubhai, and good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to report a total revenue of 67.15 crores for the first half of the financial year 24-25. We achieved a PAT margin of 7.16% compared to 6.4% in the financial year 23-24. And an EBITDA margin of 15.28% for the first half of the financial year 24-25 on a total revenue of 67.15 crore. This result reflects our continued commitment to operational excellency and sustainability, with substantial contribution from our established partnership within India and for the first time a promising start in the export market. Historically, our growth has been driven by long-standing relationships with the key domestic retail clients who remain integral to our success throughout. Following our diversifying strategy into the industrial segment in the year 2021, expanding internationally will broaden our market reach and unlock new growth opportunities for the company. Thank you, and now I invite Mr. Jai Shah to provide an update on post-IPO progress.
Thank you, Varun. Good afternoon, everyone. It has now been over 6 months since our IPO, and we are witnessing steady progress fueled by the dedicated efforts of our team and the enhanced brand visibility afforded by our public listing. We are privileged to serve some of the industry's leading brand in the domestic and international market, aligning well with the growing market trends towards premiumization. These trends require an unexpected of our manufacturing capacity. We are already close to finalize our new land deal in Vada, Maharashtra. Initial payment for the same also has been done, and we will be registering our agreement soon. Thank you, and I would request moderator to open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes on the line of Agastya Dabe with CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for holding the conference call. Sir, first question that I have is, I had a lot of confusion reading your DRHP. It was not clear to me what are the timelines for your new facility. And would you be closing down your current facility and shifting this facility to the new location? Or the new location is just on top of what you have as of now?
Is that done? Can I answer?
So that's the first question. I have another one.
Okay.
Then I want to ask this? Yeah, sure, sir. Whatever is convenient.
Thank you very much for your question, sir. The idea is, if I have to answer in one word, it is a shifting. But unlike house or a, you know, office or a warehouse, it is not a shifting which can happen over the night or over the 1 month or 6 months period. It is a factory and running business. So it will be a part. So initially, couple of years, you may see both the facilities operating parallelly. And then slowly we are shifting in couple of years time, full-fledged at a larger facility. But the idea of doing an IPO was primarily from rental premises to going into our own premises with a larger capacity.
So how big is the new capacity compared to the existing one? Can you talk in terms of peak revenue potential of the existing capacity and what it will be post full shifting?
At present, the present capacity is about 175, 180, you can say, CR rupee-wise if I were to address, because normally in investors' conference, we have to answer in rupee-wise. So about 180 CR, you can say. And whereas what we are targeting, the new facility, is we are targeting to the extent of 270 to 300 CR.
Okay. Just the new facility. This is okay. Understood, sir. And sir, what are the timelines here? By when will you commission that facility? When will the commercial production start from that facility?
Sir, at present, we have identified the land. We have paid the part payment. And right. We are expecting land registration to happen in this month. And okay. Maybe by November end. and post that everything will start. So it will be about 1 year plus time for us to, you know, completely, you know, how in India the government works, government department works. So all these are probability, but maybe we are expecting in a year's time the facility should be ready, 1 year or 1.5 years time between, in between somewhere. And then couple of years. So at least we are here for next, in our current facility, we are here for quite some time.
Understood, sir. And sir, second question is on the revenues that we have reported in H2 of last year and H1 this year. So there is a decline compared to the first half of the previous year. So can you provide some commentary on that? What exactly has happened? Because you have clearly added certain offerings and you also started exports. So what exactly has happened which has led to what I would say a disappointing performance in the first half?
I'll buy your point. Very specifically, if I answer compared to the figures what you are comparing, it is Diwali is our major festival and major season. I would say that little slump in the domestic market, little reduced offtake in the domestic market in terms of opening of retail space. And yes, point five. Export we have started. Again and again we are saying that we have just begun export. So export turnover is not something I would be, you know, it can contribute where it can make change the balance sheet. Of course, it is not in lakhs, it is in crores. But still, it is the number is relatively smaller. But our major customer is domestic, and maybe the economy is not allowing as per expected amount of retail space getting opened.
Understood, sir. Very understandable. Sir, thank you very much for answering my questions. I have one suggestion, sir. I tried to get in touch with your team on 11 different occasions, including during the AGM, and nobody replies back. Absolutely nobody does. I got a few mails from you. You pointed me in a particular direction. That gentleman just doesn't reply to emails. So kindly, my humble request to you is, sir, kindly...
Can you just give me your name and number, please, again? I'm sorry, but
I'll send you another email, sir. I'll send you another email, sir. I had all these questions at the time of IPO, and they got delayed for 6 months. I've been trying to figure out the company, and nobody got back to me, sir.
Can you just mention your name, sir?
Sir, August is away, and I've sent you emails. We have communicated over email as well. And my only request is, sir, kindly ask your finance people to reply back to shareholder queries or investor queries.
Sure.
So that's my only request, sir. And I really appreciate that you have done this phone call. So thank you very much, sir. I hope this thing continues going forward. All the best for the future, sir. All the best. Thank you.
And thanks for appreciating, and we will do the corrective action. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mahesh Atal with Atal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm fairly new to this company. To be very frank, I've not gone through your presentation. Just going through it now. So what I want to understand is the brands that you work with currently, the clients that you work with currently. How in tune we are with them? I mean, like let's say the brand that we are working today, let's say tomorrow they open some 50 outlets all across India. And is it that the business is going to come to us, or there will be many players like us who will be part of that particular retail chain? How exactly do we see this? I mean, so if you could throw some light on, is our business relating to, I mean, will grow with the retail industry in India? Is it how we should understand the business?
So thanks for your question. The business model is such, definitely I would address the last sentence first. With the market going up, definitely everybody's business goes up. But I do expect that even the market remains stagnant or goes little down, still we should maintain or increase our the way we are placed in the retail industry and the kind of service and of products what we offer. Coming to the business model is such, there are two ways of, India is a large country, transportation cost in furniture and fixtures is very high. So there are two kind of clients in the market. One is who opens less number of store, or the maybe the cost of the furniture is very high. Normally, they prefer to work with one supplier pan India. And there are brands where the number of stores are very high. Considering the transportation cost, they prefer to work with a couple of suppliers, maybe two or three suppliers pan India. It is not more than two to three suppliers. So there are projects where you will find Naman exclusive manufacturer across pan India. There are projects where you may find Naman, you know, sending material mainly to a particular regions.
Okay. And could you please segregate the revenues between the three channels that we have, which is retail, industrial, and government institutional? Like, which one is, like, percentage-wise, if you could give me some idea on how our revenues will pan out and how it's...
Our retail and office will be about 65% to 70%. And the rest will be, you can say, industrial. At present, in this 6 months, our government contribution is very minimum. So I won't comment on that. We are expecting this next 6 months to cover up on that. But with the Maharashtra facing, you know, Lok Sabha election and then this elections, at present, the government business, maybe post this election, we are expecting little surge in that, surely. But it is 70-30 between retail and industrial.
Yeah, that's understandable. So, one thing I wanted to know, that everything that we have, every furniture that we provide, is it manufactured like completely or do we also do trading? That is one part. And second part is, let's say, the company works on a franchise-owned, franchise-operated model. So do the person, the franchiser who has, is taking the franchise, I mean, franchise of that particular brand, is it mandatory to take the material from you or how exactly that will be?
So there are two answers to this. One is we work with only with the corporates. So our rates, our designs, our quality, our prototyping, our engineering, everything is being finalized by that corporate, the main brand. And depending on their model, if we have to work with a franchisee, the only thing with the franchisee we have to do is the billing and the payment. Rest, all the terms, everything is being decided by the brand. All responsibility, our commitment is to the brand, not to the franchisee.
Yeah,
so basically, in a way, for us, the customer is that corporate, that particular brand. But yes,
the brands prefer to have the same outlets all across, right? Because they, that
yeah,
is
so normally, out of 10, 9 cases are such where brands tell franchisee that these are the manufacturers you need to buy from.
Right. So that means we are very sticky business coming to the clients, right? So basically, once the client is in, that client is like for a long period of time, he will stay with us because he does not want to change his, retail thing and all, right?
Thank you very much for understanding the business model. Yes, the entry barriers are very high. Once the client with us is with us, then client is expected and you can see with our clients also that normally they go with us for a very long time. We become very close to the brand. Yes, you are correct.
Okay. One question, if I could squeeze in, that would be on the jewelry part that you touched upon. So, jewelry as a segment is quite big and quite large. So, what kind of products you are planning in that particular? Like, what kind of furniture? Because if you see, jewelry as such, you know, it's a very vast segment, and there are a lot of players who are already having a kind of model there, like. What they want. So what are we tapping into, like, you could say?
So Naman, as such, we are in a loose furniture. I mean to say that all the furniture which have been manufactured in the factory and installed at the outlet. We are primarily right now in fashion, lifestyle, cosmetics, beauty, etc., tobacco. With the jewelry segment, when you see the jewelry store, when you enter, the type of the furniture is totally different. With you have those, you know, display counters, in front of you with the chairs, you sit on a chair, then there's a counter, and then there's a salesman. Behind the salesman, there's a wall, which is again beautifully designed and manufactured, and with a lot of glow inside, and very good velvet or some kind of cloth and everything. The, you know, some jewelries are being highlighted, you know, giving them premium look. It is a totally different environment. Even the material and the production process remains more or less same. It is a different environment. So it is a small journey from within our organization to create that kind of environment as well. And we hope to, in next 1 year, 1.5 year, we hope to create more number of square feet in this particular environment also.
Do you also have a team that works with the clients on a regular basis to create some new kind of thing? I mean, like,
our business is full of innovation. Our business is full of new. Every client expects us to be innovative. Every brand expects us to be innovative. There is a daily, somebody wants something new. They want to look differently in the market. They want to place their brand little differently in the market. So we need to be innovative. We need to be innovative. Yes.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ashutosh with NV India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible, please.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity and having the conference call. Basically, I have a few queries. Firstly, the revenue and like the potential which we are planning over the next 2 to 4 years.
You are saying that where do we see after 4 years?
Yeah. Firstly, after 2 years, then after 4 years.
For a couple of years, our expected growth is around about 15 to 20% year to year. But once our WADA operation starts properly, fully, and the couple of new verticals what we are working upon, out of which one or two maybe B2C also directly, the growth we expect in 5 years time or 4 years time to more than double the what we are doing today.
Okay, so if we take March 24 as a base, 145 CR, then probably by FY 27 we are expecting somewhere around 2 to 5, or then from then to FY 29 we are expecting somewhere around 3 to 5. Like, is my understanding correct?
Probably little more than that in 29.
Okay, but 27, till the time the new facilities start reaping us the benefits, the growth will be somewhere around 15.
Yes, right? Yes. Okay. Because as I mentioned, my current output capacity in this particular premises is also around 170, 180. See, it can't be justified only in a rupee terms very specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult to answer in rupee terms, but 180, and no factory can operate at 100% capacity. Every factory can operate at 90% of capacity. Yeah.
Yes.
But 29 will be 29, as I mentioned, a little larger, or maybe a little more larger than what you have come out with. Because the couple of verticals what we are working upon B2C, we see tremendous potential in that. Tremendous potential.
Okay. And how we are expecting the operating margins? Like, because from the past years it was somewhere around 5%, 7%, and then in March 24 we had a 15% margin. So going forward, what are our expectations for operating margin side?
Our goal is 8 to 8.5% of PAT.
Okay, 8 to 8.5. Okay.
Yeah, that is our goal, and that is what we try to achieve.
Okay, and how we are expecting the rest, like H2? Will that be on similar lines on H1, or it will be a little bit better? Because if we see the last year H2, it was somewhere around 94 crore sales. Sorry, that was March 23. March 24, it was 66. So
see,
how we are expecting this year
the election, with the, both the elections in Maharashtra getting over, we are expecting H2 to be a little better than H1. And maintaining a little, achieving little more PAT.
We have lost the line. Next question comes to the line of Mahesh Atal with Atal Investment. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. I was looking at your working capital. So if you could please throw some light on what would be our average working capital days that we would be having in our business going ahead with this 180 crore top line that you have from the existing unit. What could be the working capital that days if you could please throw?
Hello. Our working capital days are somewhere close to around 110 days to 120 days.
Can you please throw some light on why? Because is it like because of the inventory or because of like having huge data?
Yeah, mainly because of the inventory that we need to maintain, and secondly, due to the DSO also.
So is it like that we manufacture and just we don't do it on an order basis, right? So we just manufacture and keep it ready. So that, you know, whenever the customer needs it, we will be able to supply. Is it that model that we work on?
The model is such that we need to be prepared for the deliveries which will be in a pipeline. Like when the huge malls or something are in pipeline, the civil work and all gets ready and it takes time. So we need to be ready for those supply. So yeah, we need to be ready for certain supply, but it is not without the intimation of the client.
Yeah, but I fail to understand that why our inventory days are close to around 150 to 180 when you know that there are certain outlets that the retail chain is going to open and they will be like giving you the info on that. So I'm failing to understand why do we need to maintain so much inventory in our books, because we could always plan it, right? Because we do have the infrastructure ready for that.
So originally we had an inventory days of even lesser than this, but this year we had a higher inventory days because of the mute offtake in the festive season, but it will be recovered in the coming half year.
Okay. So is it like we are just like we don't have any dealer network as of now, right? We are directly selling it to the clients from the company's side, right? If I'm right?
Yes, you are right.
We don't have any network of dealers or distributors who do it for us.
No, you are right, sir. We deal directly with the corporates.
Okay. Any plans on having a distribution network going ahead? Because as you said that you'll be looking at a B2C channel. No.
We don't plan that. Our B2C channel business is also going to be with the corporates.
Okay. So corporate would be your customer. So that would be like, okay. So basically, that would be like B2C for you.
Okay. Yeah.
And one more thing. So what do we take as a constant operating margin for this business? Because let's say retail, what could be the gross margins for retail and industrial? Is there any segregation?
We don't do segmental reporting, but our margins are somewhere, gross margins are somewhere around 45 to 50%, and in that retail has a little bit higher margin sometimes depending on the project size and the type of material they use. Whereas industrial on an average has 50% margin.
Fine. What are the plans on debt reduction going ahead for this particular year? Are there any plans on debt reduction?
As far as working capital is concerned, the debt reduction is not there. It will continue and there will be no additional working capital taken. But for CapEx, we might go for further debt for the new facility that they are planning in WADA.
Yeah, yeah. Considering then, what would be the peak debt level come for five financial year 26?
So,
I'm not about this.
It is too soon for me. It is too soon for me to divulge this, but maybe in 2 months down the line, we'll have the entire project plans ready. And then maybe we will be able to answer you. You can connect with us again on this, maybe through an email or something.
Fair enough.
But a ballpark figure is somewhere around 35 CR. Just,
you're saying additional 35 CR?
Yes, sir.
So basically, we are at 30, 35 now, 37 around, and you are saying that we will go again by 35.
For CapEx.
Yeah, so that means that would be additional debt coming in our books, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you'll be at around 70-75 crores.
The existing debt will continuously get lower because we don't plan to take additional working capital, sir, as I said.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
but
all the term loans will keep getting repaid, yes, sir. In a consistent manner.
Are you able to maintain the PAT level that you have guided, that is 8.5 and all, with this kind of debt cost coming into?
So the while the finance cost might go up in the coming few years, the rental and the working capital finance cost might go down. So we'll somewhere do similar. And plus, over and above this, in WADA, we have subsidy that we will get. So in and all, we will do a PAT margin of around 8%.
All right. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ashutosh with NV India. Please go ahead.
Yes, so a couple of more questions. Firstly, like we had an IPO around 6-7 months back, and then we are again having a preferential issue recently. And then we are further like saying that we will be taking another 35 CR of loan. So I just wanted to like take an understanding of the utilization of like IPO money and then a preferential issue money. That will it be going for the new facilities or they are like getting utilized at some other projects?
The IPO money, the GCP portion has been utilized in the existing business, and the IPO money which was earmarked for land and land and building will be used for the new facility in WADA. Which we have parked right now in a fixed deposit. So we have used a part of it to pay towards land, and the balance will be used again for the land and building that we'll construct there. The new money that we have got for press is for working capital. That is the reason I said that our working capital on the debt side will not get increased, because this will be enough for us for the time being. And yes, this new additional fresh capital that we have got is for working capital, and it will help us in the new premises and this as well, for working capital only.
Okay, so do you feel that
that we have mentioned, as I said, it will be for purely for the capex that we plan in the new premises, that is in WADA.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So, what is this like total capex of this new facility?
So, total capex will be somewhere around 50 CR, a ballpark figure. As I said, we will be getting the final project plan in another month's time. We are working on it, but it will be somewhere around 50 to 60 CR, between 50 to 60 CR.
Okay, and what are the benefits like apart from the rent saving from this own premises from the lease?
The benefits as mentioned will be the rent saving plus the working capital cost plus the subsidy that we'll get in WADA, and the location of WADA, which is very critical because of the new national highway coming, which will be passing through the factory. These are the various benefits for WADA.
Okay, so one thing that we all know that will be saving of rent. Second is the subsidy. And third, you mentioned, is little bit favorable on working capital side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are we planning for any like specialization in products or maybe a better product due to the shifting, or the product quality and everything don't have any difference from the own premises, from the lease to own premises?
Hi, this is Raju. See, our base material remains the same, the metal and the wood.
Mm-hmm.
The drawings, we operate in the same softwares. The machines and the technology remains the same. The processing of the metal remains same. But what we are proposing is, yes, a product with a more value-added benefits, products with the more value, and to target B2C, where our C is also, our final client remains corporate. There will be little different in the product what we are aiming to make in new premises, but it is an extension of the products what we are making today. So we are using the same knowledge, team, talent, infra, but extending our business, expanding our business in the sense product range.
Okay, got it. And back margins, you mentioned 9%, right? Going forward in the subsequent 2 to 4 years.
8.5.
8.5. Okay. Okay, and one last question. Now after preferential, the promoter holding is somewhere around 60%. So do you expect after 2 years when the new facility will start, we will be requiring like further money and there will be need of further dilution of equity?
With all due respect to your question, debt and equity both are like a different gun which you need to be fired regularly. Mm-hmm. And I don't have right now answer to this question, but definitely it will be based on the how the next 2 years goes, how the time goes, but definitely it will be. I'm not saying no.
Okay.
Because
thank you so much. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's all. I mean to say both needs to be used, both the facility, debt and equity. One cannot depend either on equity, one cannot depend either on debt only.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mahesh Atal with Atal Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, this could you give me a geographical revenue split? Currently, which geographies we are strong and... how exactly we are working, I mean, with the first half?
We are very much strong in Western India and Southern India. Our business will definitely go down comparatively in North and East, considering the geography.
Southern India, if you would say, some cities like Bangalore and all? Hyderabad, Bangalore?
Mainly Hyderabad, Bangalore.
Okay, this is one thing, and second thing would be like when you say cost of, let's say there is a retail outlet that I want to open tomorrow, okay, and that would be like I've taken a franchise from one of your clients, and then let's say the cost of opening that franchise is just the furnishing part and all, 15 lakhs to 20 lakhs. So just tell me what would be the cost of furniture in this 15 to 20 lakhs?
50% of that.
So you're saying that 50% of the cost is going to come to you?
Approx, yes.
So the more retail outlets the brands open, 50% of that particular thing is in a way going to come to us, right?
Yes, definitely. Not only open, even revamp, renovation, new designs.
Okay, and what generally, what would be the, this thing, the change, generally brands, we see that they will change it every 5 years and all, they want to change their retail outlets and all. Generally, what is the timeline for change that they do? I mean,
there is no fixed strategy, there is no fixed answer to this, but 3 to 4 years is more than enough.
Okay, so basically like 3-4 years is the life that our furniture would be with them, right? You'll have to just move it away after that. Again, go for a new furniture, right?
Yes.
Again, the cost is going to come to us only. I mean, it would be a revenue for us, right?
100%, yes.
All right. Okay, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Raju Palija for closing comments.
Once again, thank you, friends, investors, shareholders. Thanks for joining us. In closing, I would like to extend our gratitude to our shareholders for their trust and continued support. Together, we are building a resilient, innovative, and globally recognized company. As we move forward here, we remain committed to delivering consistent value to our shareholders by pursuing sustainable and long-term growth. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Naman InStore India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.